Welcome in once again. Doc talked about the importance of getting her number in this classic segment that is a part of the September 9th, 2020 show on the Doc Love Club. Now, you're going to hear him say home phone number, but over the years, this got modified to just phone numbers as cell phones became more prevalent. But like with everything in the Doc Love world, the advice is timeless. As technology changes hit, Doc modified the approach slightly, but not the underlying principles. Always ask for the number when you are getting buying signals from her. Let's take a listen to what Doc had to say.
Okay, the question is, I kind of meet a lot of women now, and somehow I kind of sense that my interactions are either like we have, I kind of get the feeling that I have 41 to 49% interest level, and likewise for them, and it's in the 51 or 55 at the most. Now, my question is, what would...
Wait, who has 41 to 50?
Both me and the other girl, like, I kind of get the impression that, you know, either she her interest level isn't that range, or even 51, 55.
Yeah, but you won't know until you ask her for the home phone number.
Well,
so you're guessing at other things, and I tell you your first landmark, the first sign, you have to say, Caprice, what's your home phone number? When you do that, you clear up what might be going on. You say, well, she smiled at me three times, and you know, she touched my arm once. Those are all buying signals, and that's all great. Those are positive flags. But I still want you to say, what's your home phone number? You should be practicing on these girls. Still ask them.
Okay, the thing is, initially, that's what I used to do. I used to ask for home phone numbers, and I would get them. I mean, I would get like 10, 15 phone numbers. But
great. Hey, you're doing better. You're doing better than most guys. Now you realize 3/4 of them aren't going to work out, but that's all right. The point is you're getting the home phone numbers.
So because I thought what I do right now, what I'm doing now is try to let them slow and steady, like not rush into them, like not even let them know that I'm interested at all, and then see if they come approach me, you know, later on, and then go for the phone number rather than just, you know, right jump off after 10, 15 minutes, get the phone number.
No,
that's
no, no,
what
no.
I used to do.
Don't wait too long. As soon as she's smiling and she's standing too close, ask for the home phone number.
Okay, even if I go to these places regularly and they know that I'm coming every, you know.
Well, you shouldn't be hanging out at a place regularly. Guys that hang out at bars every week, the same bar.
Not a bar. It's like a dance class. It's like a, you know, dance party.
Yeah, you got to tell me specifically what it is now. You can't generalize. You know, a bar is different than
party.
A dance class.
It's a dance party.
The dance class, you can wait because you're going to see her next week.
Yes.
But the point is this. I've had guys call me. You know, I waited 4 weeks to call her before I asked her for the home phone number. And on the fourth week, she didn't show up, and I asked the instructor, and they say, well, Susie quit. And then the guy says, gee, I should have asked her for the home phone number last week. You see my point?
There's more to this show. What else did you miss? It was about an hour of audio. The coffee date and why you need it. What you never want to say to a woman, otherwise she won't think you're confident. Ask her for the phone number when she does this. What's this? Well, subscribe and find out. There's so much more to this show, about an hour of audio. Plus, when you join the Doc Love Club, you get access to hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles, and it all grows weekly. The links are conveniently on this page to join, or go to docloveclub.com, join, and look for the September 9th, 2020 show to get this specific show after you join. Thanks for being here. See you next week.